Welcome to the Right Division Network Podcast, a production of Grace Family Bible Church in Buffalo, New York. I'm your host, Pastor Scott Morton. And we'd like to thank you once again for joining us as we study God's Word Rightly Divided. We'll be continuing today going through the book of 1 Thessalonians. We are here in chapter number 4. And we've been looking here at verse number 1, which says, "Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more." And as we've been looking at this, you know, last time we looked at this issue of Paul beseeching or begging the brethren, the members of the body of Christ. And now we're going to see that on top of the fact that he was having to beg them to do something, that we're now going to see that he's exhorting them. And the issue of exhortation is something that a lot of times that we really in some ways struggle to have the idea of what that actually means. And it's something that we actually will really tend to almost kind of downplay the importance of exhortation or the idea of even having to do exhortation related to our interactions with each other. I think so. Let's start with this issue of what exactly is the idea of exhortation. What is it that Paul is trying to get across to these saints in Thessalonica? We're going to look here at the definition first of this word. And there's, you know, three different definitions that we're going to look at here. The first one says, to incite by words or advice, to animate or urge by arguments to a good deed or to any laudable conduct or course of action. And there's two verses that actually go along with that. Acts chapter 27 verse 22 and Titus chapter 2 verse 6. The second one here was to advise, to warn, to caution. And the third one is to incite or stimulate to exertion. So, we see from these three definitions that are given to us here, the idea of what Paul is attempting to get across is this issue of trying to really encourage them through this. As he's speaking with them, as he's giving them this information, it's to encourage them to do what it is that he's giving the instructions of. So we see how there's a begging for them to do this, and now there's going to be an encouragement to do things. And that encouragement is associated with he's giving them the doctrine that they need. And related to that doctrine is, okay, here's the practical way that these things work out, and I'm going to need to encourage you as you're receiving this doctrine, I'm going to need to encourage you to make sure that you are following what the doctrine has laid out. We remember that always, when we talk about this idea of the doctrine, we know that it's built upon the foundation of the gospel message, which is laid out for today. The fact that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. And how a person puts their trust in that and that alone is what gives someone salvation today. And then from there, the rest of the information that we see that's been given to the Apostle Paul, all of that is built upon that foundation of the gospel message. Now, Paul as he writes his epistles, we see how that there's this information about exhortation and how it's something that really kind of keeps going through his epistles, goes through the dispensation of the grace of God to get people to try to follow the doctrine that has been laid out, so that way individuals can be living the life that God intends. Now we see how it, during the beginning of this dispensation, if we go over to Romans chapter number 12, we're going to see how that Paul identifies at the beginning of this dispensation that exhortation was one of these gifts that individuals were given. And we see here, we're going to start at verse number 6 of Romans chapter number 12. It says, "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness." And then he's going to continue on talking about some of these things. But we see how verse 6 is identifying the fact that this was a gift that was being given to them initially. Now, we know as we go through Paul's epistles that the issue of the gifts, because the gifts were part of what was given to the nation of Israel, they were there at the beginning of this dispensation, and as the doctrine is given to Paul, we see that the gifts are fading away because the Jews required a sign. They were there to show how, okay, God is doing something different, because individuals who had not been part of this gifts program, they're now receiving these gifts. And so Paul gives instructions on how they're to work out. He gives the thing of, okay, here's an understanding that you need to know exactly how to do these things. But then he also says, here's where you're going to see that they're going to fade away. You know, as the word of God is being completed, the gifts go away to the point of where when that which is perfect is come, when we have a completed word of God, when Paul writes his last epistle, which is where we're going to go now, so let's turn over to 2 Timothy chapter number 4, that as Paul writes this last epistle, the gifts are fully gone away at this point. Now we're going to see how Paul's going to talk about the idea of the exhortation, where it went from being a gift. Now let's pick up here in verse 1 of 2 Timothy chapter 4. "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." Now we see how, as Paul is writing this last section of this epistle, you know, and it's really giving the answer to what he had just laid out in chapter number 3, where he's talking about how the body of Christ is going to be falling away from the truth that has been given to it, the truth that we see in Paul's epistles. that he's having to say, okay, here's the answer to this. Here's how you make sure that individuals are staying true to the truth which has been given. And you see how it starts in verse 2, preach the word. So the word is where the focus always is going to be. The word is where we are always going to be turning back to, because that's where the truth is. This is where the information that we need is going to be given, and it's contained in the word. And then you see how he says, we'll skip down to the end of the verse when it says, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. So this issue of exhortation is going to be accompanied with two things. One is the idea of exhortation to where, with long suffering rather, because exhortation is what we're talking about. And that long suffering is because, you know, individuals, and Paul saw it in his life, of where individuals resist the truth. They've had the truth, they turn their back from what the word is actually saying. You know, and that's a lot of what we see in 2 Timothy, is Paul trying to encourage Timothy to make sure he's standing for the truth and saying, well, all that are in Asia have turned away from me. He starts naming names later on in this chapter of those who've turned their back from him, knowing that this is what's going to happen. And we see this if you have interactions with members of the body of Christ. You see this, unfortunately, all the time, of where people have had a grasp of the truth, and for whatever reason, as they're studying things out, that they come to these different conclusions of things, and as they're coming to them, it starts pulling them a little bit farther and a little bit farther away from the truth. And it's the thing of, okay, we're going to have to endure these things and try to help these individuals get back into sound doctrine. Because that's the next part of it, says, and doctrine. It's coming back to the issue of God's word. You know, that's why you see in this epistle that we were here in, that he gives that information about how to study. When he says, study this, show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we have the information about how to study God's word. We have the information he gives in the next chapter here in verses 16 and 17 of 2 Timothy 3, when it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And the issue of the doctrine being taken in is that it should produce a change in the individual, which should lead to the idea of the good works being present. Now, it's not always going to happen. That's why you see it's the begging, the encouragement that comes along with these things. You see how Paul talks about, if we go over to Colossians chapter number 1, that it's even a part of Paul's prayer life that he prays for these individuals to come to that understanding of what the word says. That way, individuals can be doing the doctrine that has been laid out and producing those works. Here in Colossians chapter number 1, we're going to start here verse number 9. It says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Now, as we read this, we see how, and Paul's praying for these individuals, and the very beginning of his prayer for them, and he says that he doesn't cease to pray for them, relates to the issues, the desire that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That the idea is that their need to have this knowledge coming unto them. They need to have that growth in what God's word says. And that's the very first thing that he's praying for them related to. You know, he's not praying that, well, you know, I pray that you get rich, or I pray, you know, or any of these other physical blessings that individuals think that prayer should be focused on first. The very beginning of where Paul is praying for them is praying that they would grow in that knowledge, and knowing that if they're growing in that knowledge, it's going to have an impact on their life, and it's going to, think it says, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. That's the goal of this. You know, that's why you see, if we go, and we're not going to turn over there, but in Ephesians chapter number 2, the issue of when Paul talks about salvation, and he's talking about how we're saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. And that's where individuals stop, rather than continuing on to the very next verse, which talks about how we're created unto good works, that we should do them. That even though that's not part of our salvation, the purpose of God is that if we've taken the doctrine in, that it would have an impact on who we are, so that way we could be doing those good works that God intends for the members of the body of Christ to do. And that's the purpose that we see the Apostle Paul have as he's laying out the things in his epistles. Now, let's turn back over to 1 Thessalonians, but I want to go over to chapter number 2 here to see how, and this is something that by the time we're getting here to chapter number 4, he's already given them this information in this epistle, so they should have that understanding of it. When he says here in chapter 2, we're going to read verse number 11, where it says, "As ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doth his children." So he takes the issue of the exhortation that encouragements, that thing of motivating an individual to be going on the path that's intended. We have the comfort that he's talking about, and you see a charge. You know, so these three different things, and he says, as a father doth his children. So he takes it to the issue of the family relationship and how it is that a father is supposed to be having a relationship with their child in a manner to where they are giving this exhortation, this comfort, and this charge. And all, if the things are being done properly, it, all three of these things would be related to the doctrine that we see laid out in Paul's epistles, the doctrine that's given for us today. And Paul saying that himself, Silas, and Timothy, as they've gone and ministered to these individuals here in Thessalonica, that this is what they did. They did all of these things, this exhortation, this comfort, and this charging with them in a manner of where, as a father would with a child. And that's how we see even the relationship that God has with us, you know, because he sees his son in us, that God wants us to have that same growth that occurs, that we find in his word, and why it is that we see that Paul keeps giving this information of exhortation, and the fact that this is something that is going to be needed in order to make sure that individuals are doing the right thing, to make sure that the doctrine is going to be continuing. And because if individuals are not continuing to preach the doctrine for this dispensation, the end result of what's going to happen is that we're going to head very quickly to the end of this dispensation, because as the doctrine is not being taught, the result of that is that we end up with what you see in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, and the body of Christ looking more and more like the things of this world. And that's not where we are supposed to be. We are supposed to be a group of individuals to where individuals can look and see there's something different. That's why you see how Paul, in that encouragement in the book of Philippians, talks about that we are to be light shining unto this world. That people can look and see that, okay, that group of individuals, they have something that is allowing them to function in that manner to where they are different, and I want to be part of that. And that should be the goal of individuals, is wanting to be part of what they're seeing in us, because they see that doctrine working out of who we are. And that's the big part of where this exhortation, and we're going to continue next time looking at some of these aspects of the exhortation and how Paul keeps saying that through his epistles to try to get people to stay on that right path. Now, as we close here, I'd like to remind everyone of our website, which is www.gracefamilybiblechurch.org. And on our website, we have a number of study articles. We have some charts to help you in your study of God's Word. We have information on how to join our Sunday service live on Facebook. Information on how to join our Wednesday night Bible study through a conference call option as well. And as always, if you have any questions or comments about anything in our broadcast, anything you read on our website, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And until next time, keep fighting that good fight of faith, preaching this message to this lost and dying world.